Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the USMEF. Back with Dan in just a moment.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company. We continue our coverage from Denver and the Cattle Industry Summer Business Meetings. National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Cattlemen's Beef Board, continuing to meet here in Denver at the tail end of the week. And one of the folks that they heard from on the international marketplace, Dan Hallstrom, Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, who says that despite all the rhetoric, all the trade talk right now that has kind of riled up the markets for the beef industry anyway, so far, so good.
I think that the basic supply and demand dynamics are still very positive. We have data through May. The numbers look pretty good. Year to date, coming off of a record year last year, the volume's up 10% through May and up about 20% on the value side. So we are on track for new records. And the exciting thing about it is that the gains are broad-based. I mean, Korea, I'll just name a few of them. Korea up 34% versus last year. Taiwan up 31%. Central America, the region, up 20%. And then your two largest markets, Japan and Mexico, are both up 4 or 5%, number one and two side markets. So, you know, the broad-based demand continues to be very, very good. But as you alluded to, we have sort of this cloud of uncertainty that's hanging over us, and that's definitely not helping things at the moment.
Let's talk about two or three of these countries in particular. You mentioned Korea. Seems like that has almost been, it isn't the biggest market, but still, at least it's one of the shining stars.
Without a doubt. Third largest market, but probably the highest growth rate market. Probably this is the third year in a row. It's all segments. You have retail segment booming. You have the food service. The concepts in food service in Korea are amazing. You have everything from specialty gourmet burger shops to high-end white tablecloth restaurants, and then you have the traditional Asian cuisine in there as well. Record prices on some of these cuts that go traditionally into that part of the world, short rib prices, records. You have chuck flat prices, records. So this is a good thing. And I think it continues in Korea. You've got this broad-based consumption that is growing in a domestic industry that can't supply it, and then thus the need for imports. The other interesting thing on Korea is that this year, for the first 5 months, we have exceeded Australia's share of the imports. We're back up to 50% share. Pre-BSC, the U.S. had 70% share. So we still have some growth there. That's my goal.
What is the secret? I mean, what really has caused Korea to jump into this hyperdrive?
Well, they are a meat-consuming market. They love their protein, especially beef. And there's a couple of drivers. One is this food service boom that's been going on in Korea, and it continues to grow. They love Western-style U.S. concepts, like the gourmet burgers. But you're also seeing some of the key retailers that are really – and Costco's a good example. A year ago, we did not have roughly a 20% share of Costco's imports. Now we're 100%. They switched entirely to U.S. beef. So this is exciting stuff. And another phenomenon that's going on over there is this home meal replacement phenomenon, which is not new here, but it's really you have a lot of over 50% of the households or the population is in one or two person households without kids that are working. So they have disposable income and they want convenience and they'll pay for it. This is where U.S. beef, they're wanting that great taste, the grain fed, delicious, rich taste. They're wanting it in items that are, you know, easy to use. This is adding to it as well.
Dan Hallstrom on one of those markets not really impacted by all the Trump trade talk, at least to this point, South Korea. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.